Comic.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Listen.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate today has senators asking more written questions. Alan Dershowitz, defending him, says asking for foreign investigations of a political opponent is okay because the president thinks it's good for the country.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest.
Democrat Adam Schiff.
If you say you can't hold a president accountable in an election year where they're trying to cheat in that election, then you are
witnesses. In South Dakota,
the state house has passed a bill that would ban gender change treatment for children under 16, as well as puberty blockers and hormone therapy. Doctors who violate the statute could be penalized with up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. LGBTQ advocates warn blocking transgender treatment could raise the risk of suicide.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Keep that up. They won't. Crap. I don't need this in the world. Chris Foster, I know more than you do. Chris, my ass.
Been waiting all year for the Super Bowl. I'm gonna drink beer while I eat nachos. Some guacamole, only chili, covered in cheese. Shove it in my pie hole.
Talk 93.1 FM at 6:07.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Officially, we are under a dense fog advisory till 9, but you look outside here, and it's we're in great shape. Area, regional airport, 10 miles visibility. Maxwell, 10 miles. 10 miles means unrestricted visibility. Prattville's 2.5 miles. Anyway, some fog in some spots, I guess. Sunshine will dominate, though. A warmer day, a nice day, high 63 in between disturbances. The clouds come in tonight. Could be a shower in the wee hours of the morning, low 45. Showers likely tomorrow, mid-50s. Saturday, high near 60. I think we're going to be dry. Some of the models are not agreeing on that, but I think we're dry Saturday. And Super Bowl Sunday, sunshine, nice, high 66, and up to 70 on Monday. Right now, this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, 36 degrees here at 6:09. Let me talk to you about a consolidation loan from Lightstream. Hey, let's face it, credit cards, they're pretty much a necessity these days. You got to have them, and most of us just accept the higher interest rates that credit cards, the companies charge as a necessary evil. But here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate consolidation loan from Lightstream and pay off those credit card balances. Now, the average credit card company charges over 19%, some even higher than that. But with Lightstreams, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. The great testimonials continue to roll in from happy customers. Here's another one I found. I heard about Lightstream through a radio program advertisement. I am so glad I had the courage to reach out and try their service. Top-notch customer support and service, very streamlined process, and no issues or regrets. That sounds pretty good. Just for our listeners, you can apply today to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/WACV. Again, that's lightstream.com/WACV. Do it today.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/WACV for more information.
Good morning.
Are you boys still playing that video game?
I've been up all night.
Why are you still playing that stupid game?
Fortnite. It's incredibly addicting.
Don't you have to go to work today?
Yes.
Young adults seeking treatment for their addiction to video games.
Gotta play, wanna play, gotta play.
I gotta play just one game.
Fortnite is just as addictive as cocaine.
Let's play a new game.
It's called...
Get up! Time to go to work!
Well, that's not fun.
It's showtime. Should be a pretty good morning, as long as I don't hear any more Adam Schiff clips in the news at the top of the hour. How about some good news?
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's that feeling that something is too good to be true, and then it is true. Rich Thomas is really coming to work here. It's true. I remember that day.
You called it Richmas.
Yes. That was pretty clever.
I like it.
Yeah. This is audio from a little girl whose parents tell her to name the puppy sitting on her lap because it is, in fact, her puppy. She wanted one, and here's that wonderful tender moment.
You do need to pick a knife for her because... She's your doggy.
Tinker. Don't cry.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
What do you think?
She's so cute. I love her.
She's yours.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
You gotta walk
great.
Her and pick up the toes.
I will.
You happy?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's so wow. I love it.
That was very soothing and calming. Following that.
You know what else is soothing and calming? Filet mignon wrapped in bacon with eggs.
Was breakfast good today?
Oh my God. I started thinking, when's the last time I had filet mignon wrapped in bacon and eggs? Oh, wait a minute. Never. In my life.
My only worry this morning, because I have to commute to grill.
Yeah.
Back between what I'm doing and...
Yeah, you're doing other stuff, so yeah. You go check the grill every once in a while.
So I was just hoping, I checked it before I brought it in, looked like it was cooked.
It was cooked. It was just pink enough, and it was really good.
Bailey, did you like that too?
Did Bailey have a little piece of steak?
She was
today?
Allowed to try it, yeah. She was allowed to try it.
We are at 6:12 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We got your local news, the Williams Hall Wake Up. We're going to do our best to see if we can get through a good chunk of the show without my voice turning into everything Farrar by the end of it all. Animal stories coming up later. We have quite the potpourri today. A story about a ferret and, the others that I know are good. Celebrating Phil Collins' birthday today.
Yep. It's in the timeline.
And a place, you're going to find out about a place that more people visit than the movie theater. And I think you'll be happily surprised. At 6:13, here's the local.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Corrections officials say Holman Prison in Atmore will be largely shut down because of ongoing infrastructure and sewage issues. Officials say maintenance crews were struggling to maintain sewer and electrical systems housed beneath the main prison building. 617 inmates will now be moved to other state prisons. Governor Kay Ivey says she tripped over her dog Tuesday night and fractured her shoulder. A spokesperson says she'll be wearing a sling as she recovers, but the injury will not impact her duties as governor. And Op City schools will be closed Thursday and Friday because of an increase in flu cases in students and staff. Extracurricular activities have also been canceled. While closed, the schools will be cleaned and sanitized. Classes resume on February 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Shaw Wake Up at a quarter past.
Wake your butt up!
Films presents It's Groundhog Day. This year, the Super Bowl falls on a special day, and if Punxsutawney Pigskin sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter. This year, the Super Bowl falls on a special day, and if Punxsutawney Pigskin sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter. This year, the Super Bowl falls on a special day. And if Punxsutawney Pigskin sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter. Because it's Groundhog Day!
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I'm going to need a little boost on this one because this is just so stunning. None of you could have ever come to this conclusion on your own. Shemp.
Tear off the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
The Workforce Institute at Kronos has determined that millions of people will skip work on Monday. This
No.
Millions of people.
Why?
Well, that's a good question. What could be going on this weekend that would cause them?
Oh, Groundhog Day.
That's it. Thank you, Rich.
There's a study they spent millions on.
He's the Ken Jennings of these kinds of stories.
What is Groundhog Day?
That's it. It's estimated that what they've actually done, though, is put a number on the total number of people who are expected to be missing work Monday.
Right.
With what is termed Super Bowl fever. It's estimated that 11.1 million people will use pre-approved vacation time to stay home on the day after the Super Bowl, that 4.7 million will call out sick even though they're not ill. Even worse, 1.5 billion employees say expect to ghost their employer or just not show up without telling anybody.
That's not a good idea.
That goes over like a real, you know, like that old punch bowl turn.
Don't ghost your employer. Jesus.
That is dumb. 2020 is expected to be one of the biggest years for workplace absences, and I'll tell you why. Would you like to know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because the economy is good, and when the economy is good, and this is all part of the story, The economy is good and people are not afraid to lose their job. They're inclined to push the envelope just a little bit more. You know, in other words, well, what are you going to do? Who are you going to replace me with? There's nobody available.
Right.
And that's a problem that many businesses are facing these days. See, you have to commit a pretty, not an Adam Schiff level high crime misdemeanor, that piece. It would have to be something really serious.
Is the Super Bowl really that critically important to people, or is it just a reason to party? Is that?
I think it's the latter. I really do. I don't think the game itself, it has a mythical component to it. If there's a Tom Brady going for a record,
or like this one with 50 years since
the Chiefs, there's a good storyline there. No, I think it's the party, and that's why instead of we do not need, especially with government workers, we do not need to underwrite another day off by making Super Bowl Monday.
It's the only sport that I can think of that ends. That has the end cap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As one single game. Not something that's spaced out over a series of games.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, well,
NBA does best of seven. World Series does best of seven. Hockey does.
Even the NCAA does that, you know, there's playoffs beforehand, right?
Yeah. Well, the hockey playoffs start before the season ends.
Yeah.
And then they continue, you know, they start in, like, late March.
But hockey's final game is a series of.
Yes.
Best of whatever. But football, I think, is the one that says, like, here's one game, one thing, that's it.
It is your one-and-done sport.
One and done.
That's the way it works. Yeah. Wow, 30th of January already.
I love it when we wrap up January. I love it.
Is that for you?
It says we've checked your Wi-Fi, and it's in good shape.
Oh.
It's from my McAfee.
Well, this is joyous news.
Rich's Wi-Fi is in good shape.
All right.
If you know what we mean.
621, Georgia Floors Direct. If you were in one of the lower-lying homes that was affected by floodwater, Jeff Mallinson and the team at Georgia Floors Direct, yeah, they have an emergency service where they can get rid of it. Before that sits around and gathers mold and creates additional problems, get it out and get it replaced quickly with Georgia Floors Direct. Of course, the deal still stands on everything they carry. An amazing array of choices, like three stories worth in one big building on the boulevard that Jeff's team of floriers will help you navigate depending on what you want to see, what you want to do, what your budget is. They'll take you through all those choices. Then they arrange installation with people that they have worked with. It's their own team. So from beginning to end, from the wholesale price, and in some cases with the room remnants they have, even below wholesale prices, through the installation process, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. They are great people to work with. You get the best price, the best outcome. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969, which is hard to believe that that's more than 50 years ago.
That's the last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
That's right, yeah. They won the, they actually played the game in 70, but that was the last year they had a championship. Yeah, it was also the last year of the AFC. The merger took place the next year.
69, huh?
So they are the last of the no pun intended, Chiefs, Mohicans.
Oh.
6:23, our first look at the roads, and then the timeline for the penultimate day of January. How about that for a big word?
What day?
Penultimate.
Wow.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've got moderate traffic already this morning on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues at the interchange. Everybody seems to be doing fine on the interstates. We've got light to moderate traffic on the boulevard already this morning and inbound on the 31s. We have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. And some of you are saying, well, wait a minute, Wendell J., there's no fog here. Yeah, it's pretty heavy in some places. Other places, not so much. But it's out there, and it'll be on top of you in just a second as you're tooling along. So watch out, buckle up, low beams on, and keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Well, your nails will be beautiful if you go to Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience.
Both are in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for the pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment with more completely unnecessary information. This morning, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes ate two eggs over medium with a side of hash browns, four pieces of bacon, and two pieces of sourdough toast. Immediately following, he used the men's room for approximately 7.5 minutes. And that's your pre-Super Bowl warm-up moment.
6:26 with the timeline for 30th of January. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you, booth announcer. 336 days are left in this year, and that's it. On National Croissant Day, oh boy, every once in a while, that is a nice thing to have is a croissant.
I could pick them up at GNS.
Yeah, me.
Well, you like that, guys?
I could do that. It's hard to follow up on today's breakfast, I'll tell you what. It's National Plan for a Vacation Day. You know, last year I had the calendar all filled up by now on vacations for the rest of the year, but I have nothing on the calendar this year. On this date in 1835, Andrew Jackson became the first president to survive an assassination attempt. He was attacked by a guy with a pair of pistols. Both of them misfired, so the 67-year-old president beat him with his walking stick. On this date in 1933, the Lone Ranger was heard on radio for the first time. It ran for 2,956 episodes before ending 22 years later. It started on WXYZ Detroit before it went full network.
What was that they used to say?
Hi-yo! Hi-yo! It wasn't until 1949 that the TV version hit the air. You know who played?
Clayton Moore.
That's right. That's right. 72 years ago today, in 1948, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated by an extremist who opposed his efforts to end civil war between the Muslims and the Hindus. 1956, Elvis records his version of Blue Suede Shoes. 1962, two prominent members of the Flying Walindas Highwire Act died when their seven-person pyramid collapsed during a performance in Detroit. 68, the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. This is when attacks were coordinated all across South Vietnam. Communist forces launched their largest offensive against the South Vietnamese and U.S. troops. It was a turning point in the war. It's when we started to see the handwriting on the wall. It was demoralizing. On this date in 69, the Beatles made their final public appearance as a group performing on the roof of the Apple Studio in London. The show was stopped when... That's right. The show was stopped when the police arrived after neighbors complained about the noise. On this date in 1972, British soldiers in Northern Ireland killed 13 Catholic civil rights marchers on what has become known as Bloody Sunday. And, of course, U2 wrote, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. You heard that song, Jay?
I think I have, yeah.
I just put that on when I want to cheer up.
Is that by Neil Diamond, right?
Yeah, that's right. Sweet Bloody Sunday. Now, our song of the day. Hard to believe this one's 39 years old. From a triple platinum album called Paradise Theater. It's written and sung by Montgomery's own Tommy Shaw. He used to play with Harmony back in the day. Kegler's Cove in Montgomery. A bowling alley on the Atlanta Highway. Kid you not, singing about the teenage blues here. I got nothing to do and all day to do it. I got too much time on my hands. How about Tommy and Sticks from 81? The intro's too long. I've run out of stuff to say. Maybe we can get Chris Foster in here. What do you think? Tommy Shaw there. So it reminds me of There Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues.
Well, yeah. I used to work for them, you know.
That's what I heard. I heard.
We don't have time now, but I have stories to tell.
Yeah? Would Tommy recognize you on the street right now?
I believe he would.
Yeah. On the state of 91, the first major ground battle of the Gulf War was fought in Saudi Arabia. 12 U.S. Marines were killed. On the state in 2004, Alex Trebek falls asleep at the wheel of his pickup truck, sideswipes a string of mailboxes before crashing into a ditch in Templeton, California.
Son of a ditch. I don't remember that story.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me, too. 2006, Coretta Scott King died at the age of 78 on this date. And 2007, Microsoft releases its new Windows operating system, Vista. Was Vista the awful one? The awful one? What was that awful one? Was not Vista? Was it Vista?
I think it was.
I think it was Vista. Yeah.
It was
Vista. Yeah. Windows Vista was bad. Yeah. Windows 8 wasn't much better.
Olivia Colman is 46. She's an actress. She plays Queen Elizabeth on The Crown right now. Very popular show. Brett Butler is 62. Phil Collins, you're going to do something later.
A little bit
on.
Later, yeah. A little feature on his drums.
He's 69 today, and When you think about Phil, I can think of that one song, In the Air Tonight, when they go, that drum part.
You're going to hear that, too.
Oh, cool, cool. Dick Cheney is still alive at 79.
That heart attack machine.
I know. He's still alive. Again, repeating, Dick Cheney is still alive. Vanessa Redgrave is 83 today. How old do you think Gene Hackman is today?
Is he 90 yet?
He is the big 90 today.
Wow.
Yeah. Still love his part as the blind man. And
he did that so brilliantly. But you know what? He could be the most despicable guy in a movie like Absolute Power.
Sure.
Where he plays the president. When he wanted to be the firm, when he played a bad character guy, nobody did it better.
There's a movie that's little known that No Way Out. He's just amazing as the Secretary of State. Wow, that is a great movie. 3 days now till Groundhog Day. Attention all groundhogs, you must work this weekend. No excuses. Is that what they sound like?
Playing the role of the groundhog was the pig sound effect.
15 days till Valentine's Day. 49 days until spring begins. Easter in 73 days and SEC football in 219 days. That's the timeline.
Thank you. Chris Thomas. All right. By the way, in case you're wondering, the latest on the coronavirus, wearing a mask doesn't necessarily protect you. A lady named Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal has spent years in China worked on the SARS outbreak and stuff. It doesn't hurt, but what you really have to do is wash your hands a lot.
Right.
And especially if you touch doorknobs and things that other people in the public touch, if it gets to that point.
Google says it's one of the most searched things right now, the coronavirus, also people are searching the beer virus.
Yeah.
This is really going to hurt Corona.
I know.
It's like the AIDS diet plan.
Did you see what I put on Facebook yesterday?
No.
I got to pull that. I got to show it to you. We got a second here. I'll find it while this is playing.
Okay.
Coronavirus beer. If you're feeling hot and have shortness of breath, reach for a coronavirus beer. Pop open a bottle, squeeze in a little lime, and give it a taste. The flavor is infectious. Coronavirus beer, brewed in Wuhan, China, soon to be distributed worldwide. Doctor's mask not included.
That's how Corona fixed their problem yesterday.
Wait. Ebola. Ebola extra.
Got almost 100 shares off that. A couple of hundred reacts.
That's funny.
Yeah, you kind of feel sorry for them. Well, look, it happened way back in the early 80s.
With the AIDS?
Because I remember the Korean AIDS, yeah, the candy, the
AIDS diet plan?
Yeah, the AIDS diet plan.
Wow.
And then the disease came along, and that was the end of them. And I never, they did something to try and counteract that, but it was obviously not very successful.
Jeez.
What's our TV topic?
Well, when you, let me get it out here. It says, social events that cause anxiety, like, for instance, somebody shows up at the party that and you don't like them, or you're pressured to stay, or you don't fit in, you only know the host, those kinds of things.
Gotcha. And
good subject on a Super Bowl weekend type.
Absolutely. Oh, guess who's next?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Officially, there is a dense fog advisory in effect. Unofficially, everything seems to be fine. Even in Prattville, where the visibility was restricted, is now 7 miles. And, I think we can get rid of the dense fog advisory. But sunshine will dominate today. A warmer day, high 63. Clouds increase tonight. Could be a shower in the overnight hours, in the wee hours in the morning, low 45. Tomorrow, showers likely from the third Gulf disturbance of this week. Mid-50s for a high. Saturday's high near 60. I think we're dry Saturday, although it's going to be cloudy. And Super Bowl Sunday is perfect. Sunshine, 66, and near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning late Monday night into Tuesday. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, 36 degrees, 637.
Hey, good morning, K-Rod.
Hey, I heard they were going to stop calling it the coronavirus and start calling it the Kung Flu.
Oh, the Kung Flu.
Kung Flu.
I see what you did
there. We have passed that point now where a serious situation has become a joke.
Yeah.
Gotcha. K-Rod, thank you.
Appreciate
it. We look forward to your next visit with us. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon, and I think that's about all we're going to have time to do before we connect on TV.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery this morning, but no issues on the interstate so far. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. It is very foggy in some places and not so much in others. Low beams, buckle up, drive carefully. We're seeing more and more traffic on the boulevard around town, and we're seeing more folks coming in on the 31s from Wetumpka, Prattville, Troy. Please be safe out there this morning and keep it here. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. None that we know of. All right, bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can roll, ride, chase, or drag on their lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
All right, coming up, you're going to hear in the Achievement Trash Heap the News Talk 93.1 FM Super Bowl ad. That's right.
Well, yeah, I sent you guys a link to the 17 minutes of Super Bowl commercials.
I saw that, but I didn't have a chance to look at it. It's I was busy grilling bacon.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was breakfast. It was wonderful.
Surprised how cold it was.
Yeah, and did you see any fog on the way in? I didn't see any fog on the way in.
I did not, I know.
With Rising.
63% of people in a new survey said they can't go to any parties or get-togethers without running into at least one person they'd rather avoid, wow. Like Greg Budell.
But it also said if you can just suffer through the beginning of the party, you might be okay. The average person says they start to relax about 14 minutes in, but they know within 10 minutes whether they're going to leave early or not. So they may not ever get to relax.
Right, they may not get to 14 minutes. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Oh, look what you made him do. He's crying. Ryan,
oh, no.
Look what you've done.
I apologize, Ryan.
I hope you feel proud of what you've done to Greg. He cooked us bacon-wrapped filet mignon and eggs this morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jaw.
Knowing Ryan, he's probably pretty proud of that.
Open old wound.
Actually, I said it yesterday, and I'm going to promote it when we get to do it. I want Ryan to come in and sidekick with me. He's a funny guy.
Yeah?
Most of the
time.
Does
that mean I'm out?
No.
I'll have your people contact my people.
Please, get your representatives in touch. I'm not a big party person, and something I think that's true of a lot of us that do this is I'm a wallflower, man. I am not, you know.
I'm the same way.
A large group of people, I just kind of, then they think you're stuck up or aloof.
I'm not one of these people that announce that I'm leaving to, you know, every person.
He's the best party escapist I've ever seen.
I just leave, and, you know, I'm not being rude, but I don't feel like everybody cares to hear my goodbye speech at a you know, get-together like that.
And inevitably, you're going to miss one person. Then you worry,
I forgot to say something to
them. They're going
to
think I don't care.
Yeah, right.
But how about you guys? Are you wallflowers, or are you good social blenders?
Well, we don't do anything. We have no social lives.
Yeah. Oh, that's not
the
true.
One of the things I thought about is like when, you know, there's always, if you can get 14 minutes to a party, people start to relax. Like when you're hosting a party, is why it's important to invite people that you actually like, because usually the person you don't like, it's going to be the first one to show up.
Right.
Yeah.
And the last one to leave.
And then you have to, or maybe not don't like. Maybe just someone that you haven't, you know, developed that kind of relationship with. Exactly. Yeah. And that either can go, like, great, you guys have some time, you know, alone, that kind of thing. Like, you know, while they're warming
or
up.
You both play some
like,
games on your phone
so
for a little
time
bit.
Will the other guests
have you heard from anyone?
Yeah. Anybody text you? Yeah.
This is
so
awkward.
I don't care how. Go ahead.
I think I know the answer to this because all of you have to work Monday morning. All of us have to work Monday. You're probably not going to a Super Bowl party, are you?
Oh, no.
I may attend one, but I will not stay past halftime.
Right.
Yeah. For me, it's just less about bedtime and just more so if I'm going to stay out past my bedtime, is it going to be watching football?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever? There's another thing on.
You know.
There's another thing on the list here about potluck where everybody brings something.
Right.
Yep. And then if nobody's eating the casserole or whatever it is you brought, you feel rejected and ashamed.
I've felt that way before.
That's why I just don't bring anything
there
to the potluck.
Yeah. That's why you don't get invited anywhere.
Someone would die
you don't
if,
have good
if there was my cooking. But
that's true.
You can always bring a bag of chips or some drinks.
Or somebody will bring a box of KFC somebody will bring. Yeah.
Yeah,
someone's going to bring a bucket.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes.
Not an empty bucket is what Andrew is saying. He's just bringing nothing. He said, would a vegetable tray be good? And I was like, I don't know if I want. Depends on what kind of party. Don't show up to. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's also
a chili cook-off with a plate of vegetables. We don't want it.
Right.
There's a tertiary part to that potluck thing, too.
Yeah.
And that is, what if somebody brings something healthy and you don't want to eat it? Like, you know, the vegetable tray and stuff. Sometimes I'll have for just to show people that I know what a stick of celery is.
Yeah, you'll try it.
I really think that vegetable trays are really just more so decoration.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think so. And like, people just feel like they need
You just put it in the center of the table. I'm like, there's my
favorite. You don't even need
flowers. No, because if you put that next to the chips, you think I want carrot slices or do I want Doritos?
Yeah.
All I'm using the ranch for is to get my chip.
Exactly.
Here's one thing that's true at Super Bowl parties. The person that goes to the trouble to make a nice bread bowl to hollow out a piece of bread to hold a dip and stuff at the end of the party. Now that's going to be an ashtray.
It's going to be an ashtray.
Yeah. It looks beautiful at the beginning. By the time the party is over, it's...
On that lovely note...
You've outdone yourself. I wasn't thinking that ashtray was going to be the end of that sentence, but true on that Greg note, fashion, yeah. He surprised
us all. You guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
I did it again, I guess, huh?
I was thinking, have a good weekend. I was thinking this is Friday. Why do I think this is
because
Friday?
It feels like Friday.
Nothing ruins a Friday like realizing it's Thursday.
And
who said that first? Was that Ben Franklin?
Yeah, it was in Poor Richard's Almanac.
Oh, that was you the other day, wasn't it? Nothing ruins your Wednesday like thinking it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because you got dressed up for Baumhauer's.
That's
and it was
right.
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday, yeah. We did go to Baumhauer's last night.
How was it?
And had a nice time.
Well, I didn't... First of all, at 2:30, I'm getting texts from you. You think it's pneumonia, and then you're going to Baumhauer's?
Well, it was...
What?
It's possible I may have overstated.
When did you become such a drama queen?
I was born with that. I am drama royalty. We got your Fox News replay. I recommend you listen to it on low, and then we'll be back with today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate today has senators asking more written questions. Alan Dershowitz, defending him, says asking for foreign investigations of a political opponent is okay because the president thinks it's good for the country.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest.
Democrat Adam Schiff.
If you say you can't hold a president accountable in an election year where they're trying to cheat in that election, then you are giving them carte blanche.
A vote's expected tomorrow on whether to call any witnesses. In South Dakota,
the state house has passed a bill that would ban gender change treatment for children under 16, as well as puberty blockers and hormone therapy. Doctors who violate the statute could be penalized with up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. LGBTQ advocates warn blocking transgender treatment could raise the risk of suicide.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Yep. It's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it. The biggest show of the season, at least TV-wise, is Super Bowl Sunday, and everybody wants in. 30-second ads on the network selling for $5 million. I wonder what they sell for locally, because the local stations get cut in.
Oh, gosh, it's a big deal. Ask David Woods. Did you see the spot for Mr. Peanut? Have you actually seen it?
Mm. Is he hanging on or something?
He's hanging on a limb, and they know it's good, the limb's going to break. There's three guys hanging on a limb.
Yeah.
And one guy says, I'll be the one to drop. And then, of course, Mr. Peanut steps up to the plate. He drops, and he goes way down a ravine. And they say, maybe he's okay. Then all of a sudden, you see an explosion. They say, well, maybe he's not.
Oh, that I've seen, yeah. I just haven't seen the continuation of it.
No, I haven't either.
Okay, yeah. That I've seen.
This thing better be good. We've been paying an awful lot of attention and doing an awful lot of promotion for Planters Peanuts for the last week.
Corona.
But our management stepped up to the plate, and they took a 30-second ad out to promote News Talk 93.1 FM.
And now, here's this radio station's Super Bowl commercial.
If you want the best music and the best morning show, be sure to tune in to...
We're sorry. The 30-second commercial you want to air during the Super Bowl requires a $5.6 million deposit. Stop talking now and insert $5.6 million. Pay up or shut up. Please try again.
All right. We did used to get spots during the Super Bowl, though, in Miami back in those days.
Oh, man.
Yeah. The RKO, they yeah. just love to spend money.
I bet David's pretty happy.
Curious what local spots run.
That's what I'm saying. David at
CoV. I wonder what local spots run for
that. I don't know.
I'm going to guess. Well, yeah, this is not an NFL market per se, but I would think upwards of 10,000, right?
I don't know. I have no idea what local spots would go for. I know that at Channel 12, we had to work Super Bowl Sunday.
I'll bet you'll see a lot of local political spots during the game.
I bet you.
They'll probably pop for those.
Yeah, we had to, all the news people had to work on that day because it's the showcase day, you know. Just do it.
We know that Jennifer Aniston's going to be in this part of the show at least several times a week, but I never thought she'd be in the same story with Opie. Ron Howard was actually very flattered. I should say Richie Cunningham. That reminds me of that Austin Powers thing. I'm Richie Cunningham, and this is my wife, Oprah. He was very flattered to find out that Jennifer Aniston was a big Happy Days fan.
Oh.
Things go in and out of style all the time. The debate? Nickelback. This summer, they're touring for their 15th anniversary of the album All the Right Reasons. And they think it's time. Our original fans' kids are now coming to the shows. They were raised on us. That's the legacy part of this. And hopefully it'll transcend to we're a cool band again. But their guitarist, Ryan Peake, said, well, don't hold your breath. I'll bet you, like so many others, have been waiting for the inside story on why Michael Strahan left Live with Kelly Ripa.
Of course.
Yeah, I've been losing sleep.
Yeah, well, Kelly, you know, she didn't have too many good things to say about that situation. Michael says he did not seek the gig. It was not really a choice. It was a request. I was asked to do it by people who run the network. Still, he admits he could have handled it better, and though he wasn't looking to leave, he hinted that Live wasn't exactly what he expected. I've had jobs where I got there and felt like, wow, I don't know, I was supposed to be a sidekick. I thought I was coming here to be a partner. Still, Michael says he has nothing but respect for Kelly. We all know that's crap, right? Adding, I cannot say enough good things about how she is at her job, but didn't have time to give any specific examples about how she's good. You believe this is going to make another Lethal Weapon? Hollywood's so bereft of ideas, they're going to bring back Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. This is expected. It's been 22 years since Lethal Weapon 4 came out. But what was the one that worked recently? Bad Boys Forever.
Oh, Bad Boys for Life. Yeah.
That had been a long time.
It had been, and they switched directors and everything else, but it still did pretty well.
It's doing really well. Number one at the box office last week. Oh boy, Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon reunited at a screening of Thelma and Louise, a movie I was forced to see by my boss at the time. I was doing a talk show. I want you to go see Thelma and Louise and have a commentary prepared.
Oh, I would have loved to have heard what you would say.
It was stupid. I was actually cheering for them when they went off the cliff. 17 Super Bowl ads are out. Do we want to listen to some of those later?
You could play the Mr. Peanut one if you want.
Most of them didn't
translate well to radio.
That's what I'm saying, is I don't know how well they translate to just audio.
One's going to drive people crazy because it's with Ellen in it, and it's about Alexa, and they say, Alexa, do this, Alexa, do that, Alexa. My Alexa goes crazy when this goes on, so.
Oh, I see what you mean. As the NBA and people around America and around the world remember Kobe Bryant, I was not aware of this, but he was big on Make-A-Wish and made 200 Make-A-Wish dreams come true. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I see his wife finally said something yesterday, put out a statement.
You know, the thing is, everybody's got something in their track record they're not necessarily proud of. With Kobe, he had a bad situation, and to his credit, he used it as a benchmark to turn his life around, and it never happened again. And he did some pretty darn good things over the course of his life.
But that death was, if they had a terrain, what is it called?
It's totally unnecessary. Yeah, it was
the terrain sensor. The
warning.
Was,
yeah.
Warning.
Yeah. Yeah. Pull up. Right. Did not have black boxes either, did
mm-hmm.
it?
Nope.
I thought those were required.
I guess it depends on the aircraft.
Hmm. It is 6:56, which rhymes with sticks. I guess we could stick this in here since we've been talking Super Bowl. I'm not sure I buy this. The average person will eat an insane amount of calories on Super Bowl Sunday, almost 11,000, which is four times what doctors recommend on a daily basis. And that doesn't include calories from drinks like soda or beer. Here's the breakdown. 2.7 wings, 3.2 slices of pizza, 2.5 servings of fries, 3.4 bags of chips, almost 2 bowls of chili, 2.5 burgers, 1.7 sliders, 2 wieners, 2.7 nachos, 3 pieces of fried chicken, 1.8 ribs, 1.7 sausage, 1.6 slices of cake, 1.8 brownies, 1.8 bowls of ice cream, 2.1 subs, 1.7 bags of candy, 1.9 chocolate bars, 2.3 bowls of salad.
Wow. Burp.
Yeah. What can you say? It is 6:56, and I see we're going through this again today. The voice is just going to... starts out okay.
Yeah.
Rosie left me all these...
lozenges.
I'll tell you, that hot tea that she brought in yesterday was pretty amazing.
She had it again yesterday afternoon.
Is that right?
Saved me. Absolutely saved me. We are just a couple of minutes shy of 7 o'clock. Next hour, Jay will have random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. And I have the specials here somewhere. Among others, they got everything you need for the Super Bowl at food outlet at cost plus 10, including Bluebell ice cream, the full half gallon, the real deal, $4.26. And ribeyes, which are the best steak to grill, especially if you're having a bunch of people over, $6.95 a pound for those. And Coke products, $2.99 for the 12-pack at all three locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of 31 in Bradfield. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Super Bowl Sunday morning, Groundhog's Day. I'll see my shadow in the chicken tender department at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 6:58.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got a dense fog advisory in effect till about 9 o'clock this morning. Very foggy in some spots, not so much in others. Use caution and be careful out there. A couple of accidents on the books already this morning. East South Boulevard near the Food Bank. And also on the West South Boulevard right in front of the Circle K.
Watch out for emergency vehicles headed to work, these two. We're a little bit congested on the boulevard already this morning, and we've got light traffic coming in on 231 from Wetumpka, the 31s, Prattville, and Troy. Watch out for them. Buckle up and drive carefully this morning. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11.